From Books in Motion, this is Kevin Foley reading The Red Syndrome, a Dan Gordon intelligence thriller by Haggai Carmon. And now, Chapter 1 of The Red Syndrome. January 2003, Stuttgart, Germany. The prisoner in the red jumpsuit was visibly nervous. He couldn't hide the subtle tremor in his left hand, which gripped a cigarette. He was very thin. Stammheim, the maximum security prison in Stuttgart, Germany, where Andreas Baader and Ulrike Meinhof had been found dead in their cells in the 1970s, didn't exactly serve gourmet food. Even so, Igor Razov was too thin, as if consumed from the inside. His mustache had nicotine stains, as did his uneven teeth. "Good morning," I said, entering the visitor's cell and setting down my briefcase, which contained only a yellow pad. The less you carry into the prison, the faster the security check goes. I decided to be as polite as I could to distinguish myself from this man's interrogators. "I'm Dan Gordon from the U.S. Department of Justice. I'm here with the consent of your lawyer, Dr. Berman." I looked at his lawyer, then at the court-appointed interpreter, a heavy-set 30-something woman who sat quietly in a corner opposite the German prison guard. Dr. Berman nodded. No wonder he'd approved. I'd paid him $500 for the honor and promised an additional $1,000 if his client would give me the information I needed. It was Berman's only way to get some real money for representing Razov, having helped him avoid extradition from Germany to Belarus, his homeland. There, Razov would have had to face the hangman following a conviction in absentia for murder. I'd paid, and now...